This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Shops at Chino Hills will be hosting a St. Patty's Day Brewfest on Saturday, March 8th from 4 to 7 in support of the Chino Valley Fire Foundation. K-Frog and yours truly will be on site from 3:30 to 5:30 with your chance to win stagecoach tickets in support of this event. Here to tell us more about this fundraiser is Christian Noboa, a firefighter paramedic with Chino Valley Fire District. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us and allowing us to talk about this awesome fundraiser we have going on.
We're really excited to hear about it. Start by telling us, what is the Chino Valley Fire Foundation?
The really cool thing about our fire foundation is that it's a nonprofit organization that gives back to the community we serve. And one of the really cool and interesting parts about what we do is it's 100% volunteer based. So what that means is that 100% of all the proceeds and funds that we raise for the foundation go directly back into the community. And so that's just one of the really cool things that we love about our foundation, is that it allows us to give back to the community.
And what are some of those programs that the Fire Foundation supports?
For starters, we have a really cool and interesting program called the Heart Safe, Bleed Safe program. And so what this program entails is we will donate an AED and a trauma kit. And our goal is to donate it to a business each month of the year. And with that, we will provide them training on how to use the AED. We'll teach them hands-only CPR. We will teach them how to use the trauma kit and everything that's inside of it. And that is free to the staff and everyone at that business. And so our goal is to donate that to each business in the city of Chino and Chino Hills. And another really cool program that we have is Make a Child Smile. This is a really, really cool program that we do every year in December. And what we do is we partner with the school districts where they will select 100 children and they will go on a shopping spree where we will give them $175 each. And it's really cool because each family member and child will be partnered with uniformed personnel from law enforcement and fire and the city. And they'll get to go around Walmart in Chino Hills and get to select clothes, toys, and it just really helps start the Christmas season in an amazing way. And so it's just a really, really cool part of one of the things that we sponsor. Another really cool program that we have is called the Frontline Community Assistance Program and Adopt a Family. And what we do with that is it will provide direct assistance to families in need after the call. Because a lot of times what will happen is there will be a delay in providing services and providing funds to the families in need after, say, a fire or an unforeseen medical emergency with a family or loved one. And so what we will do is provide food, provide housing, boarding care, anything that we can do in real time to make an impact in that family's life after a life-changing event. Another story for what we've done with this program is, unfortunately, there was a high school kid whose bike got destroyed after being hit by a car. the kid was okay, but the bike was completely destroyed and he needed a new one. And we were able to get him a brand new bicycle at no charge to him. And it was definitely a success. So these are just some of the programs that the funds from fundraisers like this will help give back to.
Of these programs that you've just mentioned, is there a favorite one that you have?
I think the near and dear one is definitely the Make a Child Smile program. I mean, it's an amazing thing to be able to have just a direct line to a community member, to a kid, and just be able to make their Christmas amazing and off to a great start. And just to see the way that they have what seems like an unlimited amount of money to go around and get toys, clothes for them, for their family members, their selflessness. A lot of times these kids are really, really thankful. And it's just really cool to be a part of. It's just one of my favorite things. And I love Christmas. So it's like definitely one of my favorite events to go to.
I'm speaking with Christian Naboa, a firefighter paramedic with Chino Valley Fire District. You've got the St. Paddy's Day Beer Fest coming up on Saturday, March 8th. Tell us about this event.
This St. Paddy's Day event is an annual fundraiser that we do. It started in 2019 and it's a brew fest. It is a 21 and older event, and it's going to be held at the Chino Hill Shops. So the event time is going to be from 4 to 7 p.m., and during this time, we will have over 50 local craft beers from local breweries, home brewers. One of the cool things about this event is that it's unlimited tastings, granted 4-ounce tastings at a time, but it is one of the really cool parts about this is that if you find a beer that you like, you can go back as many times as you want. Also during the event, we have live performances. We will have our Chino Valley Pipes and Drums team there. And if you've never had the opportunity to see a Pipes and Drums team perform live, it's a very amazing, impactful moment, especially with the history of why it's involved in the fire service and getting to see them play in front of a crowd for happy reasons. Because a lot of times these Pipes and Drums teams will play at a lot of somber events, right? Funerals, services for fellow firefighters who have passed away. And so for them to get this time to play in front of a fun crowd that's just excited to be there at this Brewfest, it's really, really cool. And I know that our Pipes and Drums team has reached out to other local fire agencies, Pipes and Drums teams as well. So I know they're really excited about this year and getting the chance to get it as large and loud as possible. Another really cool plug for myself is we will also be having a DJ throughout the entire event, and that will be me. And so I used to DJ back in the day before I was a firefighter, and it's kind of carried on into my fire life now. And so I'm kind of our fire foundation DJ, where I'll DJ all of our union parties, all of our events. So it's a really cool way to give back. And one of the cool things that we do as a way to wrap up the event is we kind of call it the after party, where once we call last call, we'll just play music, have fun, dance, line dance, and just have a great time. And it's a good way to wrap up the event. But during the event, we will also be having raffles. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways. You guys have been gracious enough to come out, where I know you guys will be doing Stagecoach raffles. So we're extremely excited about that. That's always a really cool thing to see when somebody wins those tickets. It's pretty awesome to see their excitement. We'll have food options. We'll have food trucks from burgers, barbecue, pizzas. I think we're going to have lumpias out there. And then we'll also have merchandise, Chino Valley Fire merchandise that will be there. So it's an amazing event, an amazing thing to be a part of. And we're really excited about this year.
What is the pricing like?
Pricing for this year, we're going to have a few options. The first option that we're excited about is we're going to be having a VIP option. And what that means is the ticket price is $75. But with that $75, you're going to have early access. So the normal event time is 4 to 7. With this VIP ticket, you'll get to go an hour early before the general admission from 3 to 4. And with that, you will be able to go and have your first option at all of the beer options that we have. We will also have exclusive merch that you'll be receiving. You'll have, we'll call it swag, that you're going to be getting and stuff that's going to be exclusive for the VIPs. So it's going to be a lot of surprises the day of when you get there, but it'll definitely be well worth it. But if you're looking for the general admission ticket, that price is going to be $65. And so, as we mentioned before, that'll come with the unlimited tastings that will get you into the event from 4 to 7, and you're going to be able to enter all the raffles just the same. So that 4 to 7 hours is still really, really awesome option as well. And then one of the cool things that we do offer as well for those family members or friends that don't want to drink or are going to be the responsible ones and not drink, we have our designated driver ticket option, which will be $20. And with that $20, you will be able to receive a food voucher that can be used at any of the food vendors that will be there.
Where can we get tickets?
We have our Chino Fire Foundation website, which is Chino Fire Foundation. ktfoundation.com. At the top, you'll see the events category. You'll see the St. Paddy's Day Fest. And on that page, there will be a link to buy tickets as well. And one of the things for those that are interested, if you're unable to make this event, there is actually a donation option at the very bottom where you can buy tickets as well. And that donation will again go to the Fire Foundation. And if you're not tech savvy, we will be also selling tickets at the door as well. So there'll be a lot of options to get yourself into the event.
What other events do you have coming up?
The other events that we do have coming up, it's part of our Heart Safe, Bleed Safe program that we mentioned before. It's going to be our hands-only CPR event. That's going to be at the Chino Hill Shops, February 26th. It's an event where our fire district will partner with Pomona Valley. We will have CPR mannequins. They will be out pretty much in the sidewalks, and we will teach the general public a life-changing skill. If you're interested, it is a really, really cool thing. We will have adult mannequins. We will have child mannequins. We will have infant mannequins. We can go over how to handle any choking events, any ways to handle any emergencies that you might not be comfortable with. And we always say it only takes a few seconds to teach a life-changing skill. And one of the things that we're really, really pushing is the importance of hands-only CPR. If you see somebody go down, just push hard and fast on the chest, and that can make all the difference in the world.
And of course, we witnessed that a couple of years ago during the football game. Did you see a lot of interest in people learning CPR after that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when an event like that happens on a national stage like that, it really, really highlights the importance of educating yourself with a life-changing skill that truly anybody can do. So absolutely, there was a huge draw into that as well when that event happened.
You've got a couple more events coming up at the shops at Chino.
Yes. Thank you. Also, the next event that we do have will be happening in May. It's an annual event. It's our car show. And that's a really cool event as well. We have a lot of really cool cars that will come out. That information, the date hasn't been posted yet, but you will be able to find that information on our Chino Fire Foundation website. I know it sells out pretty much every year. So definitely, if you're interested, take a look early this year so you can go ahead and reserve your spot.
I've been speaking with Christian Naboa, a firefighter paramedic with Chino Valley Fire District, about their St. Paddy's Day Beer Fest happening Saturday, March 8th at the shops at Chino Hills. Where can we get updates on the Beer Fest and these other events?
The best place where you can get real-time updates, that will be on our Chino Valley Fire Foundation Instagram and our Facebook. And we have a really good team behind the scenes that will post updates. We'll keep you updated on the newest breweries, the latest performances, and everyone that's going to go ahead and be there for the event.
And of course, K-Frog will be out there for the St. Paddy's Day Beer Fest Saturday, March 8th at the shops of Chino Hills. We'll be out there from 3:30 to 5:30 with your chance to win Stagecoach tickets. As we wrap up this interview, what is the one thing that you wish the public knew about your job?
So I would say the biggest thing is how thankful that we are for them. They give us the opportunity to do what we love in a career. And so the biggest thing is the appreciation. I know a lot of times that we will see the public thanking us for what we're willing to do and what we do on a daily basis. And that's amazing. And we truly appreciate that. But without the community, there wouldn't be something for us to give back to. And so it's just a really, really cool thing that we're thankful and fortunate enough to give back to the communities that we serve. So yeah, just a thank you to everyone out there for everything you do for us.
Well, I'm going to chime in with the public and say thank you for your service. Thank you for talking with us today. And we'll see you at the shops at Chino Hills on Saturday, March 8th.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to it.